This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. Donald Trump has been sworn in as the 47th President of the United States, taking the oath of office for his second term. Chief Justice John Roberts administered the oath at the Capitol Rotunda in Washington, D.C. last night. J.D. Vance took the oath as Vice President. In his inaugural address, President Trump declared a national energy emergency to help lower prices, a key campaign promise. He vowed to put America first as he marked the beginning of a new chapter for the country, declaring that the golden age of America begins right now under his leadership. President Trump signed several executive orders on day one of his second term in office. Outlining the orders, President Trump said his topmost priority is to declare a national emergency along the U.S. southern border with Mexico. He said an illegal entry will immediately be halted. Mr. Trump also said his day one orders include those curbing immigration, boost fossil fuel production, and roll back environmental regulations, namely the 2021 Paris Climate Accord. The first executive order he signed was for ending work from home for federal employees. World leaders, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi, have congratulated U.S. President Donald Trump on his return to the White House for a second term. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to working closely together once again to benefit both countries and to shape a better future for the world. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he believes that working together again, they will raise the U.S.-Israel alliance to even greater heights. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said President Trump is always decisive and the peace through strength policy he announced provides an opportunity to strengthen American leadership and achieve a long-term and just peace. Republic Day Parade 2025 is said to showcase India's cultural diversity and military prowess, with a special focus on 75 years of enactment of the Constitution and Jan Bhagidari. This year, Indonesia's President Prabowo Subianto will be the chief guest at the parade. Addressing the media in New Delhi, Defence Secretary Rajesh Kumar Singh announced that a 160-member marching contingent and a 190-member band contingent from Indonesia will participate in the parade at Kartavya Path alongside contingents from the Indian Armed Forces. He added that 31 tableaus from various states, union territories and central government ministries and departments will also take part, showcasing the theme Swarnim Bharat Virasat or Vikas. A total of 699 candidates have been left in the fray for 70 seats after withdrawal of candidature for the Delhi Assembly elections. Yesterday was the last day to withdraw nominations. As per the Chief Electoral Officer, a total of 487 nominations have been rejected out of 1,522 nominations. The voting for the Delhi Assembly elections will be held on the 5th of next month and the counting will take place on the 8th. In Bihar, the 85th All India Presiding Officers Conference, AIPOC, will conclude today. Governor Arif Muhammad Khan and Speaker Om Birla will address the valedictory session. The plenary session of all the delegates will also conclude today. Some fruitful resolutions are expected to be adopted after brainstorming of 2 days. Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Diu has extended greetings to the people of Manipur, Meghalaya and Tripura on their statehood day today. In a series of posts on social media handle X, Mr. Rio expressed his wishes for peace, unity and progress to prevail in these states. The movement of several trains has been affected as fog has engulfed the northern region of the country, causing low visibility. According to Indian Railways, around 10 Delhi-bound trains are running late. All at the Tata Steel Chest Ornament, Wijk aan Zee, Netherlands, Indian star Gukesh Domaraju drew with world number 2 Fabiano Caruana of the USA in round 3 yesterday. In other matches, Ramesh Babu Pragnananda defeated world number 4 and compatriot Arjun Arigesi while playing with the white pieces. And that's the end of this news bulletin.
After years and years...